And I'd like now to welcome Amy Christian. She's Artistic Director of Wise Fool, and Alessandra Ogren, who is Director of Seesaw, which is their new performance, which is happening very soon, starting Friday the 3rd of May and going through that weekend. Welcome, ladies, to the Radio Cafe.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
So Wise Fool is a group that's been around for a long time, and it's... What would you call yourselves? It's not exactly a circus.
Circus is one of the mediums that we work in, but we think of ourselves more as a social justice theater company, and we focus in physical theater, circus, and puppetry.
And so what is Seesaw about?
Seesaw is about migration and immigration, and came out of a lot of discussions about feeling that as artists living here in New Mexico and artists anywhere in this country, that actually addressing what's happening about immigration in this country is a really critical issue, and that it felt irresponsible that we as artists weren't having any response to what's going on. And so we decided to really take that on as the theme for the new show that we were making.
Now, does it have a verbal component to it where you're talking about stuff, or is it more like the physical...
It's a physical, I would say it's, in a lot of ways, it's a dance piece. It's a stilt piece, a stilt and aerial dance piece on a moving kinetic sculpture. And so it really addresses the issue of migration and immigration from the standpoint of movement.
So if somebody who didn't know it was about immigration saw it, how would they, what are the clues?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
I think that we're really looking at it from sort of like the human experience perspective in the bigger picture of migration as something that has always happened and will always happen with animals and humans, and looking at how sort of we as people react to our space, how we claim home, how we react when we're forced away from home, how we recreate home where we are, those kinds of experiences. And so as you're watching it, it's more of a heart and soul experience of those feelings, as opposed to like, here's a story and this is how we feel about it, or this is what we think. It's more about evoking a sensibility around that and then having people come into discussion from that. So from the experience of watching it, questions arise or thoughts are provoked, that dialogue can happen between people watching and the artists. And so the more spoken component kind of comes in later.
Mm-hmm. Do you build that in? Do you have like Q&A or discussion or whatever after performances?
Yeah, that's something that we hope to have happen formally and informally after the performances. And also when we were creating the piece, we were really, we designed this sculpture that the piece takes place on with really looking at like the cause and effect of humanity and how one thing that one person does has a direct impact on something that someone else does. And looking at the issue of migration and immigration as really looking at what's causing it, and that we kept coming back to those issues in our research and development for this piece is, why are people, for example, in New Mexico, why are people choosing to migrate here from other countries, and what's the cause of that, and what's the effect? And I feel like people often are looking at just the effect, and they just see, oh, people are crossing the border, and they aren't looking at the causes of that. Why are they doing that? What's the, you know, and if you trace that back to, you know, policies and a lot of those things that originate in policies from the United States are what's forcing people to migrate here and then be criminalized for doing that. And so we felt like the central character in many ways of this piece is the seesaw that we designed and built with that thematic in mind, and looking at that character of cause and effect and how we as humans are at the mercy of each other and having to kind of balance and deal with this larger mechanics of society.
Is there an actual seesaw in it that you guys are using? Is that the big sculpture?
Yeah, the sculpture, actually, it was created by some kinetic sculpture artists up in Taos, Christina and Christian. And they made this amazing structure that has like a 20-foot long truss atop a tower. So not only does it seesaw, but it actually rotates 360 degrees. So it spins and seesaws at the same time. It's quite an interesting journey to make art on it.
Yeah, I was going to say a little and scary.
It's but it really scary. Comes. It really comes back to what Alessandra was saying about what the piece is about, which is that the whole time we're making the piece, we're constantly having to negotiate. If I move a foot further in towards the truss, the weight is heavier on the other side. That person drops to the ground. Are they ready for it? There's a constant awareness of each person balancing out the other person, and every move we make causes an effect on the other side of the seesaw. And so the experience of making the piece is actually a microcosm of the macrocosm of every policy we make in this country then affects other countries and other economies, and then people are forced to move because of that, and then we complain that they're moving. Like this whole, and that happens everywhere. It's not just this country. It's happening all over. And climate change plays a role in it as well. All the choices that we're making about our lifestyle are assisting climate change to get more dramatic changes, and so that's then causing people to have to move because of that. And so really looking at how we're all playing a role in this.
I think it's the kind of the big paradigm shift of our time, which is that everybody is connected to everybody else, and it's not like you can do something here and it stays in that isolated area.
Absolutely.
So this is a visual and acrobatic representation in a way of a lot of those ideas. Very interesting. So you're seesawing, you're hanging from things. I can't even, I haven't seen a rehearsal yet, so I'm sort of imagining you guys swinging around in the air.
We also start on stilts, and all of the, there's five performers in the show, and we come from all different places to arrive at this site, and each person kind of carries their own sort of home, which is a sculptural piece made by Chinupa Hanska Lugar, who's an artist in the area, and we all arrive together to this world, meeting each other, seeing the structure, sort of the societal mechanism that we have to fit ourselves into, and seeking how and in what ways we have to adapt or we can adapt the space to us, and really kind of going through that whole journey.
So it's called Seesaw. It's Wise Fool's new project, and it premieres on Friday the 3rd of May at 8 in the evening, and it's Friday at 8 o'clock and then Saturday at 1 and 8 o'clock in the Santa Fe Rail Yard Park. So it's outdoors.
Mm-hmm. It's outdoors and it's free to the public.
Yay.
Yay. And actually at the Saturday show, at the 1 o'clock Saturday show, we're collaborating with the Rail Yard Park stewards, and they're going to be doing a tree planting after the show as part of the whole experience, which is partly in conjunction with Arbor Day, but also looking in terms of its relationship to the show, just kind of looking at where we set down roots and how we create longevity in a space. And so we're really excited to be collaborating with the Rail Yard Stewards also.
Do you travel shows like this?
We are definitely going to be traveling the show, and we made it actually very specifically, which I realized also around the themes of migration, that we created this show so it could easily migrate, and that the pieces, all of the sculpture breaks down into pieces that we can carry with us. And that was actually an important part, even though it was very challenging, of creating the whole show, is that it would be able to travel. And the first place we're going is to Taos on May 16th.
Nice.
And we'll be doing a benefit performance for the show to actually go to. We were invited to perform at a few different street theater festivals in Colombia, in Bogota, in August. So the May 16th will be a benefit event with bands and music, and we'll be performing the show up there in Taos.
And so, moving the whole device down to Bogota?
Yes. Yeah.
Amazing.
It all fits in cases that can go on an airplane, believe it or not. It's kind of incredible.
Very well
done. And then
done.
We have festivals all over the country that are already talking to us about the next festival season. So we have a show, Flexion, that's been touring for the last 6 years, and we've toured that to, I think, 14 festivals all over the U.S., and this will be kind of our next offering to those festivals, all of whom have been like, when is your next show coming out? So we're pretty sure that this is going to get around the U.S. and definitely Colombia and hopefully some other countries as well.
It's called Seesaw by Wise Fool. And once again, Friday and Saturday, May 3rd and 4th at the Santa Fe Rail Yard Park. Amy Christian is artistic director of Wise Fooled. Alessandra Ogren is director of Seesaw. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
And Wise Fool is on the web at wisefoolnewmexico.org.